He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Very unusual episode. Today, you're going to actually see two apps that will blow your brains out, I hope. They certainly were intriguing to me. And let's start right off with the first one. We are going to look at an app called Balabolka. Balabolka is actually Russian, and it means a chatterer, someone who chats a lot. But what Balabolka really is a free app that will work on pretty much any platform, and it is a text-to-speech application, sometimes referred to as a TTS program, TTS meaning text-to-speech. There are a lot of these around. You can buy them, or you can get this one for free. Obviously, the ones that you buy have more infrastructure and will allow you to do more things. They're certainly more robust, opposed to the ones that are free. However, if you're new to this and want to gingerly enter into the space of text-to-speech, this is a great app to start off with. Now, what I like about this app is it's so easy to use that anybody can use it. It loads in seconds, and that's about it. You don't have to touch anything else. This particular version that I've loaded and going to demo to you is 2.11. That's Balabolka 2.11. So let's take a quick peek at what it looks like. This is the actual software, and as you can see, it's very, very similar to a word processor. In fact, it is a word processor. So you have all the functionality of a word processor, and you don't really have to worry about caps and lower cases and things like that. So I've just randomly typed in some verbiage here, and one thing I'll point out is that it comes with one voice. When you load this program, it comes with one voice. If you search on the Balabolka website, you'll see that there's another website that you can actually go to and download a second voice. If you search the internet, you will find other voices, quote, for free that you can load onto your computer. So you may have 10, 20, even 30 voices. Certainly the programs that you're going to pay money for will have a variety of voices, 5 to 10 voices, maybe even more. Depends on the program that you purchase. But that's usually the differentiation between a paid version and a non-paid version. But this will certainly give you a feel for what's going on. So all you do now is I've just typed in what I want to say, and I can either press the play button here or push F5. I like the hotkey. So here we go. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Payne, and I am the Gadget Professor. Stay tuned for this week's Gadget Professor show.
Now, one thing that's nice about this particular app is that you actually have the ability to control the rate and the pitch and the volume just by dragging these cursor arrows over. Right now, I'm at pitch 0. I'm just going to, for illustration purposes, I'm going to put it up to 10, and you'll hear the difference between what it was, the pitch at 0, and what it is at 10. So let's listen to that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Don Payne, and I am the Gadget Professor. Stay tuned for this week's Gadget Professor show.
So there you go. You can actually hear what it sounds like, and you can play with these controls. They go plus or minus depending upon what you would like to hear. Why would you want to use this? Well, here's a practical application. I just happened to go to the CNN site, and I'm just going to cut and paste some text. I don't even know what it is, but we're going to go back to the app here, and I will backspace there. I will cut and paste, Control-V, Control-C, cut, Control-V, paste, and now I'm going to hit the F5 key, and here we go.
Apple has released the latest version of its iOS system earlier this week, but it is unlikely that the problem could be related to the update, since Safari is crashing on Macs too, which run a different operating system.
Very simple to operate, very easy to use. Changing the voice, just go to the drop-down menu, and you will get another voice. Now I'm going to pick Emily, and she's from the United Kingdom, and we'll hit F5, and we'll hear what Emily sounds like.
Apple has released the latest version of its iOS system earlier this week, but it is unlikely that the problem could be related to the update, since Safari is crashing on Macs too, which run a different operating system.
So you can see that it is simple to use, no question about that. It does give you the ability to change voices. That's real nice. It's an all-around fun app. Your kids will like it. Why would you want to use this? Well, let's say you wanted to have a book read to you that you have, you know, some text on or emails or a paper that you're writing, whatever it is, and you'd rather hear it read back to you than reading it. You can just cut and paste that into this program, and then you can save this out by going to the file, save as, and you can save it as an audio file. You can put that in iTunes or whatever you want and actually listen to it in the car or wherever you're going to be, and now you have it being read to you rather than you reading it. So there's certain applications that I think make a lot of sense if you're going for a workout and you have to read a paper or documents or whatever for work, and you want to run and do work, you can put the earbuds on and take off and have this program loaded in. So there's a lot of applications that I think you'll find, and again, for the price, why not try that? So I hope you enjoyed that review. Now, what we're going to do today is we're going to go into the apps of the day, and we have some interesting news, of course, and hacking news right off the bat. One of the things we're going to talk about is Wendy's. Wendy's is the latest victim of a credit card breach. This is not the first or second time Wendy's have been hacked, if you will. As many as 6,000 locations may have been affected. That's not 6,000 people, that's 6,000 locations. And however many customers were compromised in those 6,000 locations, I am sure it will add up. Wendy's has about 6,500 locations in the United States and abroad, 85% of which are franchised owned. So another nasty hack of credit card information. We will keep our eye on that and keep you posted as to what in the world is going on. This week I have a really cool YouTube video that I came across. I'm not going to run this now. Maybe I will because it's just 1 or 2 seconds, but you want to watch this whole thing. This is the world's fastest Rubik's Cube robot that will solve the configuration of how to put this together. This is basically it. I'll show you. I'll run this for you. But
all right, my name is Jay Flatland. This is my friend Paul Rose.
Hi.
We've built an extremely fast Rubik's Cube solving robot.
In any event, you want to see this. It's jaw-dropping, really. It's that good. All right, another free app for you. ScanBot. This is a PDF document scanner. Anything that you have that you want to scan, you don't need one of those big roller scanners. Just download this app, totally free. It will work both on the Android system and, of course, on the iOS. ScanBot, PDF document scanner. We make scanning fast and easy with our automatic document detection technology. Just position it over and ScanBot detects it automatically. It crops it, it lets you annotate it, and then it uploads it to your favorite cloud service provider or service provider. We currently support Google Drive, Box, Dropbox, Evernote, and a host of other services. So check this out. It's a great app. I have used it. Works flawlessly. I really like it. Now, for all those people who want to really get into what we call power learning, deep learning, Google has a totally free course, very interesting, by the way, and it will teach you how to learn, and it really gets into some amazing technology, if you will, and infrastructure about how we learn and how you can process some of the computer innovations that are going out now. So check this out. If you want to take a cool course, it will teach you about what's called TensorFlow. And this is the framework for how this whole course works. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, you'll want to read this. It will be in the show notes. And also, I will put in the deep learning, talking machine learning to the next level. I'm sorry, taking machine to the next level. I still have Balboca on my mind. This will take you to the next level of learning. And here's the free course summary. And obviously, you can just sign up, and it's 100% free. It takes about 3 months, they say, to get through the course, and you have all kinds of activities to keep you going. Now, here's an app that I got to tell you, this is one of the cool apps that's free that everybody needs, whether you realize it or not. I had a couple people last week ask me, "Hey, Don, what's a good free video converter? I have a YouTube video, or a friend of mine has a YouTube video that I want to download and show to the class, show to my friends. I want it on my computer. I don't want to be attached to the internet. I just want it. Anyway, this is what you need, the free video converter. This makes millions of people happy. Any video converter, it's free. 100 plus inputs, 100 plus six outputs, 100% lossless quality, 30% faster conversion speed than anybody else, and it will also do 4K. So if you happen to have a video that's in 4K, it will work with that. And essentially what it does, it will convert any file to any file that you need. So if you have an MP4, an MPEG, VOB, WMV, 3GP, 3G2, MKV, on and on and on, whatever format you have, this will take that format and it will convert that format to whatever the format is that you want. So that's how it basically operates. You put your file you want to convert into one side, you select the type of file you want it to convert to, push play or resolve, and that's it. It will do it for you. This will also rip and extract audio from videos and CDs. A lot of people like to do that. If you have a video or a CD and it has music on it that you want to put onto a CD, this will actually automatically rip that sound for you off that, and then you can edit. And this is a great feature that everybody's going to like. This is download YouTube and more. Download online video in clicks on over 100 plus sites. This free online video downloader lets you download videos from YouTube, Facebook, Dailymotion, Vimeo, on and on and on. And this is again provided by any video converter on their website, which will be in the show notes. And what it will do is it will allow you to go online, put that URL in, let's say for YouTube, click a button, and it will download it to your computer in whatever format you want. It will do the file conversion for you. So a lot of apps here built into this one website, including the free utility of Convert Any Video. So I think you'll find that extremely useful. I hope you will anyway. And then the last app that we'll talk about today is the top number one iPhone free app. Of course it's free. This will transfer your music. This will transfer your photos, your apps, your movies, your music videos, your TV shows, your podcasts, your ringtones, your ebooks, the whole bit from PC to Mac or from Mac to PC. This will also give you a mechanism to back up your phone. Phenomenal functionality for free, and it will also work with the iPhone 6 products and including the Plus. So check this out. I think you'll really be happy with it. You can't beat the price. And that will probably wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see everybody next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on the Gadget Professor or would like to appear on the Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.